Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
It is another monster day in sports. Everywhere you turn, there is stuff going on. The NCAA men's basketball tournament action underway in the Sweet 16. We'll have more on that in a little bit. The Wild are home taking on the Canucks tonight. Bruce Boudreau is back in town, an old friend. We'll get into that in a moment. State Boys Hoop over at Williams Arena. Semifinal action in four underway. Park Center and Eastview in the early game. And it is a tight battle between the number one seeded Pirates and the number four seeded Lightning. We'll continue to keep an eye on that. As you heard a moment ago with Paul in the sports, the 3A championship game is already set, and that'll be Totino Grace and De La Salle Saturday night at the Barn at 6 o'clock. So a lot going on. 1A, 2A semifinals tomorrow. Our friend Dave Lee calling the games on Channel 45, and then all four title games Saturday at noon, 2, 6, and 8 p.m. over at Williams Arena. Speaking of hoops, Timberwolves got beat by the Phoenix Suns, and Phoenix shows why they're still the team to beat as they pulled away from the Timberwolves in the fourth quarter and really made it look easy pulling away from the Timberwolves in the fourth quarter last night. Timberwolves' tough stretch continues. There were good things in the game, but I think the Suns' size really showed against the Timberwolves last night. And I think that's been a known weakness of this Timberwolves team, that, you know, big physical teams. DeAndre Ayton had a terrific game. The Timberwolves can have some problems, and they did in the fourth quarter last night. So the big stretch for the Timberwolves continues. You'll hear them all here. News Talk, 830-WCCO. And speaking of the Timberwolves, an hour from now, Chris Hine will join us and talk Timberwolves basketball. What do you saw last night, and what do you expect in the rematch with the Dallas Mavericks coming up Friday night? Our coverage begins at 6:30, tip 7 o'clock. Henry Lake to follow with Timberwolves tonight and Lake Night, of course. Twins get it done. They beat the Rays today in the Grapefruit League 7-1. Big story out of that one, Bailey Ober. He pitched very well. His spring ERA at 0, and a key guy of this Twins starting rotation off to a very good start in this abbreviated spring training. Byron Buxton, Jorge Polanco, Luis Arraez, Miguel Sano all played in the game today, and they got to get cranked up pretty quick because the regular season and the home opener coming up on April 7th. More on the Twins, Phil Miller from the Star Tribune in about 30 minutes. But the Wild, they're in this long homestand, 9 games here at the end of March, and they made a lot of A lot of deals. Bill Guerin was very busy leading up to the trade deadline. They pick up a goaltender, a veteran goaltender, a future Hall of Famer at that. A ton of news made. They had a big win over the Vegas Golden Knights, 3-0 on Monday night. They get a bit of a breather before they jump right back into it. Bruce Boudreau, Vancouver Canucks in town at 7 o'clock. Our producer, the Hammer Craig Schrepfer, spends a lot of time at the X in St. Paul, follows the NHL very, very closely. Hammer, I have a couple of thoughts up front. I want to get your thoughts. Number one, it appears that owner Craig Leopold, general manager Bill Guerin, realizing what the salary cap concerns are going forward, they've got a club that can get into the playoffs. They made some moves where they felt like, we're going to try and get on a run now.
Yeah, I like what they did at trade deadline. And let's start with the move they made a week earlier, getting Tyson Jost from Colorado for center Nico Sturm. Sturm was an undrafted free agent. He probably weren't going to re-sign him. Well, Jost is a guy who was picked in the top 10 overall back in 2016. He's a skill forward that just didn't quite find his niche with Colorado. Hoping to change the scenery can help him out here. And he's capable of being a top 9 forward in your front line. As for the other moves they made, again, the goaltender Marc-Andre Fleury. We saw in February the struggles they had in goaltender. Their Nets and Cam Talbot looked like he was fighting the puck. Their Nets were Kapokakken and just didn't seize the job like well we're hoping they would. And so Guerin looked at his team, said, you know, you guys played well this year. I think you're capable of making a run. I'm going to do what I can to address the team, help it out. And Marc-Andre Fleury, as well as to come here, played a huge factor in that. Because, you know, Fleury could have vetoed trade to anywhere. But the fact he's close to Chicago and everything, close to his family, he has a connection with Guerin or so. Getting him in net, I think, is going to play dividends for the Wild. And then getting Jacob Middleton, a defenseman here. I mean, we saw that with some injuries on the blue line. They aren't very deep back there. Evan Middleton there's got a little snarl, a little sandpaper. And you need guys like that if you're going to make a playoff run. You need guys that are nasty to play against. And that's what Guy Middleton can bring to the table.
Yeah, and there's no doubt bringing in a little grit is going to help because I think anybody who watched any Wild hockey that Kirill Kaprizov was on the receiving end of some dirty tricks. And there's one thing that hasn't changed in the NFL. You've got to, in some way, shape, or form, protect your scores in your elite scoring, and the Wild have elite scoring. And you got to have guys somewhere on that bench that are willing to go out and give payback.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why Nicholas Deloria has brought him from the Anaheim Ducks. Yep. I mean, he has a little sandpaper, a little snarl. And the key with Deloria there is, like, he can settle scores now, so Marcus Foligno doesn't feel like he has to. This gives Foligno on the ice, where he's a good top-nine forward. He's got some skill and everything. It just gives the Wild a more balanced roster going forward. I mean, are they Stanley Cup favorite now? I won't go that far because I still think Colorado and Calgary are above them. But if they're playing St. Louis and Nashville in the first round, I feel better about that matchup now than I did a week ago.
Yeah, and Bill Guerin's been very consistent on one front, in my opinion. He said, we're going to make moves that are going to help the team not only now, but are going to make us better in the future. The only thing I would say maybe isn't so true about that is now you have two veteran goaltenders. Who's the goalie of the future? Fleury isn't going to play it forever. Talbot isn't going to play it forever. They're both on the back end of their careers. That's got to be a bit of a concern down the road.
I think that's a concern as well, and that'll be addressed this offseason. I mean, first of all, the question is, how much Lars Fleury want to play? I mean, Fleury's kind of taking it year by year. He hints he want to play next year or the year after. But we got to see how that plays out. And like you said, there are cap concerns there as well. If you bring back Fleury, you probably have to make some moves, and that might mean a guy like Kevin Fiala or Matt Dumba playing elsewhere next year. So they got to factor that in as well.
Yeah, and that, to me, stands out because without goaltending, and I think Guerin's hand was forced. It was like, if this club's going to have a chance with what we're facing salary cap down the road, this might be our – and I'm not saying they don't have a chance next year or the year after, but it is going to be very difficult with the salary cap concerns. You're not going to be able to keep this entire group together. So see if they can make a run right now. A couple of veteran goaltenders can't hurt. They've both been through the battles. No one more than Fleury. I mean, there's no doubt he is a Hall of Famer, and if he can catch lightning in a bottle – they might be able to steal a series or two, and then who knows?
I mean, anytime you can add a visiting trophy winner that's been a part of three Stanley Cup winning teams, I mean, you have a chance to add a guy like that, you do it. And I think Fleury's there. Now you got a goaltender that's capable of stealing a game. And sometimes that's all you need is a goaltender that can steal a game to swing a series your way. So I'm anxious to see what happens this postseason. I can't wait to see Fleury in net on Saturday night against Columbus.
Yeah, he will not go tonight. It'll be Cam Talbot again. But it was interesting. They made the move, and Cam Talbot had as good a game as he's had all season against Vegas on Monday night.
Yeah, sometimes you need a move like that, just give you a little kick in the pads and everything to make you step up a notch or so. And, you know, Talbot answered the bell. He had a nice little shutout, and having a shutout, he deserves to play tonight. He deserves to be in there as long as he's shutting people out or so. And, you know, Fleury can motivate him to step up his game. That makes the Wild goal today a lot better than it was a month ago.
NHL coaches, they generally don't have a very long shelf life. Bruce Boudreau, very popular when he was in town, now at the Vancouver Canucks. But he was definitely a fan favorite, a media favorite.
Boudreau's one of my favorite coaches in the league. Just, you know, he's great for a quote. He's just a good human being. I was bummed when Guerin made the move to move on from him. But, you know, Guerin as a GM has the right to bring in his own guy. Yep. And Dinovs has done a nice job coaching the Wild, so I can't say he made the wrong move. But having Boudreau back behind the bench of Vancouver is a win for the NHL.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's still involved, I understand, in the Blue Ox, the junior team that plays out of Coon Rapids.
Yeah, he's got a team there. I think he's also involved with the junior team in Hershey, Pennsylvania as well. So he's involved in all aspects of hockey, apparently.
Yeah, and the Blue Ox are on a run this postseason as well in their league. So Bruce has got to be happy about that. So Canucks Wild tonight in St. Paul. There is a lot more on the hockey front. Jess Myers is going to join us from the Rink Live in a moment. Get you up to date on the NCAA hockey tournament. There's already good news for a couple of Minnesota teams. Minnesota State beat Harvard. UMD advances. Minnesota will not play until tomorrow. We'll get into all of that with Jess in a moment here on News Talk. E3OWCCO. There's the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. There's the NCAA Men's Hockey Tournament underway. Two Minnesota teams victorious already. Minnesota State beat Harvard 4-3 in Albany. Meanwhile, UMD took down Michigan Tech 3-0 out in Loveland, Colorado. Minnesota will play tomorrow. St. Cloud State will play tomorrow. And Jess Myers joins us from the Rink Live, and he has got a gorgeous view in Worcester, Mass. Jess, I mean, what does a room like that cost, the Rink Live?
I don't even know. I'm hoping I'm getting some kind of media rate or something here. But, yeah, I'm looking out at a chain link fence, a bunch of old cinder blocks, some pavement. Worcester, Massachusetts is one of those former big-time textile mill industrial towns here on the East Coast. And, I wouldn't say it's comparable to the view of the Rockies I had last year when the Gophers went out to Loveland, Colorado for the regional. But, we're excited. We're here. They get the defending national champions in game one. UMass, which is about 60 miles from its campus, so UMass is expecting a good crowd here. But Bob Mosco told me today that's perfect for them. He said they needed to get back on the road. They haven't played a road game since February 19th. More than a month they'd been sitting at home. And, hey, we all like being at home, but sometimes you're better off being in a hotel, bonding with your team, getting away from everything, all the distractions, and just focusing on hockey.
All right, a couple of things on this Minnesota trip to Worcester in a game against UMass, the defending champs. Do you feel like it was a fair draw? Is everyone comfortable with where they ended up?
It's one of those deals where if the Gophers would have beaten Michigan last weekend when they played the Wolverines for the Big Ten title in Minneapolis, the Gophers probably would have been going out to Loveland, Colorado again. They would have gotten a little bit more favorable draw, but it's one of those things where you just, you know, you got to play your way in. Gophers had that opportunity. They lost the game. They played a decent game, but they lost it. So they get sent out here. Now, if you ask Bob Mosco about the draw and about the fact that you have to go to Massachusetts and play the University of Massachusetts in what is effectively going to be a road game, he said quite simply, show me the easy game in this bracket. There are no easy games when you get down to the final 16. So anybody can beat anybody. And they just said, you know, this is playoff hockey. Let's do it. Let's line up and play.
Yeah, and the goal is to stay out east. So ultimately, I know they will come home ahead of the Frozen Four, but get it done in Worcester and you head back out east for the Frozen Four.
Yeah, it was weird flying into Logan Airport in Boston last night, getting a rental car and thinking, I'm going to be back here in 2 weeks for the Frozen Four, because that's something that I cover every year, regardless of who's in it. This will be my 29th Frozen Four out in Boston. And I got to say, Steve, this is a great area to have this stuff. You know, as much as people complain about having to travel and having to go to the East Coast. This is an area where they know hockey. They love hockey. They're passionate about the Bruins. You know, it's a weird year in that we don't see two of the kind of usual suspects in Boston University and Boston College. They seem like they're in the NCAA tournament every year, and they're not here this year. But in their place, we've got teams like UMass and UMass Lowell, which is out in the Loveland Regional, and Northeastern, another Boston team, which won the Hockey East Championship in the regular season this year. So kind of some new blood in there, and that's kind of fun to see as well.
Jez Meyer is joining us from the Rink Live. He's joining us from Wooster, where the Gophers will play tomorrow in the opening game against UMass, and that's a 5 o'clock start our time. A couple other thoughts about that Gopher game, Big Ten championship against Michigan. They struggled a bit in period number two. Now they bounced back, but give us your thoughts on that, because there was a huge crowd at Mariucci Arena. Felt like the good old days, and I don't want to say they laid an egg, but it didn't go particularly well.
It was one of those things where they played – but it was a crazy start, first of all. The Gophers score, like, you know, 30 seconds into the game on a breakaway. So that crowd is in full throat, getting going. You think, oh, boy, here we go. And literally on the next shift, Michigan answers back and says, hey, you know, we can punch back, too. And then the unfortunate thing that happened in the first period was the Gophers got essentially an own goal. One of their defensemen was trying to steer the puck wide. He winds up steering it right into the top corner of the net. You hate to see that, you know, in any sport, because, you know, the kid felt bad about it. But as other members of the Gophers said, you play hockey long enough, that's going to happen. So Michigan took the lead that way. And then, you know, take nothing away from Michigan. They're a fantastic team. And, you know, one of the more talented teams we've seen all season. They're the number one seed in the NCAA playoffs for a reason, because they've got an incredible collection of individual talent. They really took the game over in the second period. It got fun in the third because, you know, the crowd was really into it. Unfortunately, we saw some stuff thrown on the ice. You can't have that. You know, none of that crap going on. You know, don't throw stuff on the ice. I don't care where you are. But then, you know, in the final minute of the game, the Gophers pull their goalie. They get two power play goals. So they made it close. And that's one thing the Gophers really have going for them right now, is their power play has been fantastic here in the last about month and a half. After some struggles early in the year, when another player is in the box, the Gophers have been pretty good.
About the other Minnesota clubs in this, and an all Minnesota Frozen Four is still in play, we should add. I mentioned at the top, UMD advances. They beat Michigan Tech. Minnesota State, they get the W, beating Harvard 4-3. And I don't care what year it is, Scott Sandlin up at UMD, they find a way. Really extraordinary.
Here's what we need to find, Steve. This is the great mystery. Where, and we know it's someplace in the Twin Ports. It might even be in Superior. It might be on Park Point. We don't know. But somewhere, there's a switch that Scott Sandlin has. And he just flips it at this time of year. And they all of a sudden stop giving up goals. The joke is just pencil in 2-1 for the score anytime the Bulldogs are in the NCAA playoffs, because it seems like that's the score. Well, today they get a shutout. Ryan Fanti, who was the goalie in the year of their conference, a kid out of Thunder Bay, he gets his third consecutive shutout. They shut down Michigan Tech. And in fairness, tough play for Michigan Tech, because Brian Hallinan, who has been their best player all season, he's a Hobie finalist. He's out of Delano, Minnesota. He got tossed right away in the game for a check from behind play. That really hurt the Huskies. But Fanti gets another shutout, and Kobe Roth, a kid who played his high school hockey in War Road, my hometown, he gets two goals for the Bulldogs, and here they are. They're one game away from the Frozen Four again, which would be, I believe, their fifth straight trip to the Frozen Four if they can get there this year. Just an incredible run by the Bulldogs and Scott Sandlin.
Yeah, absolutely extraordinary. Minnesota State, another fine year. They get the W already, and they'll get either North Dakota or Notre Dame in Albany, and that game will be on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, and that's a good one that's going on right now. North Dakota and Notre Dame are tied 1-1 going into the third period. I joke that UND is going to win it either way. We just don't know which UND is going to win it. But yeah. North Dakota are reeling a little bit because they got beat in the semis of the NCHC tournament. They've been dealing with injuries all year. And Jake Sanderson, who's one of the top defensemen in college hockey, just hasn't been able to stay healthy. He's out this weekend. He's not playing for them. So that really hurts North Dakota. Notre Dame plays that lockdown defensive style that we see in the Big Ten all year. And that's the kind of hockey that seems to work in the playoffs. But one of those teams is going to emerge, and they're going to get a shot at the Mavericks with the winner going to the Frozen Four. And that would be another huge one for Minnesota State, which has had a great season, finally broke through last season, got to its first Frozen Four, and has been ranked at or near the top of the standings all season. So you got to wish best of luck to Mike Hastings and his club. Just a really fun story there.
Finally, St. Cloud State, we only got about 30 seconds. They're going to be underdogs against Quinnipiac.
Quinnipiac's a tough team. And you know, you see what Rand Pecknold has done there. Good recruiting. The Huskies have some bite in them, though. Keep in mind, they went to the national championship game last year, so don't count them out. This is the playoffs. Anything can happen, and it always does.
All right, Jess, always great. Thanks. The Rink Live, Jess Myers from Wooster. Enjoy the view. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is. Jess Myers does an outstanding job covering the Golden Gophers in college hockey at large. So there it is. St. Cloud State, Quinnipiac. Tomorrow night they'll be in Allentown. And then Minnesota and UMass, 5 o'clock our time from Wooster. And UMD's already advanced, and Minnesota State has already advanced. So good stuff. Twins win. They beat the Rays 7-1 in the Grapefruit League. Bailey Ober pitched well. Coming up, we have all the news, all the weather. Following that, we'll talk more Twins. Phil Miller joins from the Star Tribune down in sunny Florida. And then later in the hour, Timberwolves in the spotlight. We'll talk some golf tonight, some high school hoops, and, of course, NCAA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.